Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Oh, man, always a pleasantry to hear that illustrious and elongated intro by Morphicity Recording. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game with the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Woo! Folks, it is football season. Finally, man. Oh, boy, it seems like there's been a long drought, man. It seems like life just goes up to a whole nother level when football season comes around, when they're actually playing games. So no more camps, no more meaningless scrimmages. We're actually playing games, folks. Some student-athletes and teams are playing tonight, and mostly everybody else gets started tomorrow night. This is Zero Week in the Central Texas area. This is Zero Week. Another good thing is all the kids are back in school now, so woo. So you guys, you young ladies and young gentlemen, you can't be running up and down the street during the middle of the day. You're in school now, which makes us adults even more happier when you're in school. Like I said before, for all of you prospects out there, make sure you're taking care of your business in the classroom. Remember, every grade counts now. Take care of your business in the classroom, your upperclassmen. You register for those SATs, ACT tests. If you need to retake them, please do so ASAP. Remember, time waits for no man. So please, please make sure you stay on top of that type of business. All right? And also, when you're in practice, in the game, always go hard because you never know who's watching. Remember that. You never know who's watching. Always work with that Michael Jordan type of mentality where you always have an insatiable appetite to want to get better. Take it from me. It does help indeed tremendously. All right, tonight we have a special guest, actually special guests, two special guests, father and son combo, but a former Centex great with his son who's actually a current standout in Central Texas, Carlos Chester Sr., played ball years ago at Austin Reagan High School, and Carlos Chester Jr., an outstanding defensive line prospect down at Maynard High School representing those Maynard Mustangs. So it's going to be an outstanding show tonight. Two intriguing gentlemen. Good to talk to. Love talking about football and academics. So make sure you guys stay tuned in. Also, to make you all aware, make sure you stay on our blog, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, because we blog even more heavier during the course of the football season. So you'll see multiple blogs each week during the season. Now, our Summer One magazine has recently been published. Our Summer One magazine, we have Summer Two coming out here shortly, but go to our website, tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com, click on Scouting Magazine, and order your copy of the paperback version. Now, next week, hopefully, we'll have it in digital format as well, which, of course, is less expensive and basically is more convenient for a lot of people with tablets, smartphones, etc. So we definitely want to make that as accessible as possible to any and all of you all out there that are football fans of the Central Texas student-athletes. Also, follow us on Twitter. If you have not done so already, follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop. That's at TA Scouting Scoop with the popular hashtags football recruiting or Syntex football. Anytime you see those hashtags, most likely yours truly is the one that's always tweeting something. Also, Last but not least, for all prospective advertisers out there, for all prospective advertisers, we have three different media outlets that you're welcome to advertise on. Our magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiter Magazine, which we publish four times a year. Also, our blog site, CentexFootballScoop.blogspot.com. Our blog site, and also the radio show that you're listening to, TA's Centex Football Scoop radio show on blogtalkradio.com. Just another way for us to further help build your name as a business or organization while also basically contributing to helping these student-athletes continue to gain tons of exposure to college football programs across these United States of America. So send us an email if you have any interest in advertising, tascoutandscoop@gmail.com, tascoutandscoop@gmail.com, and we will be able to assist you accordingly. All right, well, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back with our guest of the evening, the Chesters, senior and junior. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters, located in Temple, Texas, but Toastmasters is located throughout the state of Texas and throughout these United States of America, actually throughout the world. That's why it's called Toastmasters International. Believe me, that organization can help you enhance your public speaking skills because they help me. That's the only way I'm able to do any motivational speeches or be able to broadcast live on the air. Now, without further ado, I'd like to welcome our very special guest this evening. Two gentlemen near or in the capital city area or on the 290 east side, as I call it in my recruiting geography. But Carlos Chester, senior, and Carlos Chester, junior, how are you guys doing this evening?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing well, Adrian.
Appreciate you guys coming on the show tonight to give this father-son combo, talk about academics, recruiting, and all that good stuff, because, man, it is football season, man. I know you guys got to be happy yourselves.
Definitely. Appreciate you having us on this evening.
Yeah. No problem. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started with the show. We're going to start with the younger Loaf, Little Loaf, he's not actually little, but, you know, we're going to go ahead and start with Junior, I should say. Mr. Carlos Chester Jr., you're a senior this year, 2016 prospect at Manor High School, playing for those Mustangs. Man, what does it mean to you to be a Manor Mustang and playing for a school that produced the likes of guys like Dayton Guyton, Denzel Feaster, and a number of others? I mean, what does it mean to you to be a Manor Mustang?
Well, it's a tremendous honor just to be playing for this team. You know, this team has a great history of football players, great coaches. I mean, this program produces great young men and on and off the field, so it's just an honor to play with these guys.
Okay. Now, man, could you please explain to our audience, because every time I'm seeing something on social media, it's all about this thing called Wham Nation. What is Wham Nation? What does it mean? I mean, please acknowledge us on this.
WAM, it actually stands for We Are Manor Mustangs, and it's way beyond football. As far as our community and all that, we represent our community with high class. I mean, it's just, it's WAM Nation. It's what we do.
Okay. All right, then. So for those of you all out there, remember, Wham, Wham Nation, we are Maynard Mustangs, okay? And believe me, it runs a lot deeper than football, according to what Junior just told us this evening. Now, you guys usually, of course, make it to the postseason every year. I mean, you always have good teams. You always have a tremendous amount of talent on your team individually as well. What are the goals of the Mustangs for this upcoming season?
Well, our first main goal is just make it to state. You know, that's been a goal of ours since we were all in middle school. So that's been our main focus this season, you know, and just to win ball games.
Okay. Well, last year, man, you guys, you know, surprised everybody because you got tripped up in the first round. And, I had you guys picked to go deep, if not win at all. So, I mean, we're not trying to have no more hiccups this year, huh?
No, sir.
All right. Okay, well, since you guys are an extremely talented team individually as well, who are some of the other players on your team that myself and other scouts out there and college coaches as well should be aware of?
Well, you should be aware of, we all know Eric Fowler's outstanding linebacker, Adrian Hunter, inside linebacker, and Xavier Zamora. And we have a new linebacker added to our team, transfer from Hutto. His name is Eric Verse. So he'll be a great help for us this season.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys play some defense over there. I mean, is anything going on the offensive side? I just heard your name, defensive guys. I'm not trying to put you on blast, but, you know, I mean, if we go to main games, is all we're gonna see is defense?
No, sir. I mean, we work hard this offseason. Yeah, trying to produce offense and defensive players. So, you know, I mean, we have outstanding players on both sides of the ball, so it'll be a good show this year.
Okay. All right, then. All right. Glad the way you broke that down. All right. Now, Senior, Big Los, okay, you were a great athlete yourself some years back at Austin Reagan, back when Reagan was a formidable powerhouse in Central Texas and even in the state of Texas. Now, back when you played ball, how different is the recruiting game now than when you were in school?
Oh, man, it's way different. Not to age myself, but 25 years ago I was a senior, so the recruiting process now is outstanding. I mean, as far as the way these the prospects are being viewed with social media, the camp, you got all kind of major outlets as far as recruiting tools. You know, guys such as yourself who do a tremendous job getting these athletes focal points out, getting them, you know, viewed by these college coaches. I mean, it's just tremendous compared to when we, you know, growing up 25 years ago when we just had our Friday night highlights, and what you did on Friday nights was your recruiting, and that's how you got recruited. So it's a big difference, but it works out great for these kids nowadays. I'm glad that, you know, they have an option to get their profiles out, uploaded to social media, and, you know, being viewed by, you know, hundreds and hundreds of coaches on a daily basis.
Right. Okay. Now let me ask you this. Okay, I already asked Junior about who some of his teammates. Now again, you know, when you played, like you said, you know, 20-some-odd years ago, I mean, you guys had some ballers too. Who were some of the other guys on your team that either went D1 or just were studs?
We had the likes of Billy Holmes, who's the coach here in Pflugerville locally, Kevin McBride, Andre Williams, who played linebacker, strong safety for us. We had a lot of young guys, sophomores that stepped up for us. Jack Williams, running back. We had our quarterback, Lewis Hickman. Everybody knows about Reggie Brown. Reggie Brown was a linebacker for us who went on to be a standout at Texas A&M and Detroit Lions. Anthony Taylor was also a great safety for us. We had a lot of guys that we came together and gelled. Like I said, that year we had the number one defense in the state. We only allowed 107 yards of total offense, 9 shutouts. So, you know, we had a lot of outstanding guys on that side of the ball.
Man, I'm telling you, boy. Man, woo. And that's back in the day when you had to run the football, too. So nowadays, you know, everybody spreads out and make you play in space. So you actually had to run the football back in the day. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, we ran it out. We ran the triple option back then.
Right. All right, then. Well, listen, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more to the Chesters about football, academics, and recruiting. So stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robertsonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, that's the Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, as you heard on the commercial. Work with you statewide as well. So they are deep in the heart of Texas, grinding and making sure that everything happens well for you on the legal side of things. All right, we're back with the Chesters, Carlos Sr., Carlos Jr. Big Los, I got to ask you this since I didn't get a chance to ask you right before commercial. Now, you ended up signing with the University of Houston, so that, of course, makes you a Cougar. Why did you pick the University of Houston, and what all other schools recruited you or offered you scholarships in the process?
Man, my recruiting process back in the day was heck. You know, it was still a big decision for me to make. I mean, I was primarily recruited and offered by every Division I school, you know, big school, little schools, USC, UCLA, Notre Dame, Florida, Florida State, you know, the likes of Michigan. The reason I chose, I mean, everywhere, every college here in the state of Texas, and I just thought U of H was a good fit for me. At the time, U of H was currently ranked number 3 in the nation, coming off a 10-1 season. And I just felt that the guys that were coming in with me in my freshman class and the guys that are already there, the coaching staff, and, you know, how I felt on my recruiting trip, you know, it was just a good fit for me. And that was my decision as far as choosing University of Houston.
Okay. All right. Man, that's the way to go about things, youngsters. Those of you all who are listening, make sure you scope out every single aspect before you sign, because too many guys jump ship nowadays, and you just, you know, it's just a whole lot going on nowadays. But I want to switch the focus back to the younger Los, or Junior, as I call him. So Junior, let me ask you this. What is your grade point average, and how are important are academics to you?
My current GPA is a 3.6, and
wow.
Academics is everything for us. I mean, coaches preach it day in and day out. And
man, 3.6.
You're not successful without the grade, so.
Yeah. Okay. Any idea what you want to study in college?
I actually want to study kinesiology in college.
Okay. Would you want to be like a physical therapist or like a coach or a personal trainer? What do you plan on doing with that?
Depend on pursuing a job in the coaching area.
Okay. All right, man. You know, we always need coaches, good coaches at that. So
yes,
you're definitely going into an arena where you'll be desperately needed if you're good at what you're doing, which I'm pretty sure you will be. Now Big Lowe, you're his father. You raised this young man and seeing what his grades and things like that have been over the years. What is your personal take on academics from a parental perspective?
Well, for me, that's academics is first and foremost. You know, CJ knows that without academics, you know, everything else is, you know, obsolete. You give yourself options, you know what I'm saying? You have to, being well educated, gives yourself options, you know, not only for, you know, being an athlete, but also, you know, in life, you know, you want to have those options, you want to have those choices, you don't want to limit yourself. So the more you're educated, you know, the better you are as far as, you know, in the classroom, it's going to help you, you know, beyond your playing days. And so I've always preached, you know, academics. I have a standard in my house as far as academics. You know, all my children, you know, are adhere to the same standards. There's no leeway with it, you know, and they understand it. And, you know, moving forward, you know, once they get to that understanding, you know, what I expect, what their mother expects, you know, that's just the point of it. And they've always done well academically, and, you know, it shows in the classroom, and they're great young men, and it shows on and off the field.
All right. And I'm telling you, for all you youngsters out there that are listening, CJ, as his father calls him, man, you know, he's done an outstanding job of having a 3.6. Every year, December, January, I get a lot of seniors that come asking me, can I get their names out there to get recruited, because they know I attend the coaches' convention every year and all that, all the good stuff, the college coaches' convention that is. And when I look at their transcripts, I'm like, man, you don't really have nothing outside the junior college option. You know, I mean, you didn't study. You were lazy. You know, you acted a fool basically in the classroom and didn't want to put the time and effort in. Now your options are limited. So CJ, I definitely commend you on that. Big Los, I definitely tip my hat off to you as a parent for making sure that, hey, you know, academics are no joke, and you have to stay on top of it. So definitely CJ has put himself in a really good position to be able to hopefully have his share of options for the next level. Now, CJ, just as your father, you're a defensive lineman, which I didn't mention about Bigelow, but you're a defensive lineman. What is your height, your weight, and your hand time in the 40?
My height, I'm about 6'5". Current weight is 235. And my current hand time, 40-yard dash, is a 4.69.
All right. Folks, for those of you out there listening, those are pretty good measurables. And that size playing defensive line, that's really, really good speed as well. You have to see this young man's highlight film from his junior year, because he really got it done. Now, exactly which position on the defensive line do you play? I mean, are you more of a tackle or an end?
I'm more of an end. Pass rusher, play either side of the ball.
Okay. All right. I tell you what, last year in the game against Temple, man, I named you the player of the week in Central Texas, man, because you really just – you were a man out there on the field. You know, unfortunately, Temple, you know, came out on top that game, but your name was repeated over and over on that PA system for making this tackle, this sack, or whatever. So trust me. Continue with that same type of output this season. Now, what do you feel your areas of improvement are? Because there's no such thing as a perfect football player, so what do you feel you need to improve on?
No, sir, there's always room for improvement. I can always get faster and stronger. I mean, there's no limit to my style of play. And I plan on getting faster and stronger. That's it.
Okay. Now, be honest with me, man. You got to be honest when I ask you this. I'm going to ask you a grown man question now. I know you're a teenager,
yes,
but I'm going to ask you a grown man question. Do you ever get pancaked out there on the field?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right.
No, sir.
Hey, I had to ask, man. I got to test it. We got college coaches and other football fans listening in on the show, so, hey, they're going to want to know.
No, sir.
But anyway, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and finish talking to the Chesters. So stay tuned, folks. And we'll be right back.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right. We're back with the Chesters, Senior, and CJ. All right, Senior, got to ask you this question. All right, when you're teaching CJ certain things that will help him be successful on the field, is it hard to separate the coaching side from being a father?
Oh, not at all. I mean, like, he's always known ever since he started, you know, when he was 3-4 years old playing flag football, that, you know, there was no dads on the field. You know, I was always been a coach to him on the field. You know, not once has he ever said dad, dad, dad when we've been on the field. So him having that understanding and we having that understanding with one another, you know, when I'm showing him stuff or I'm teaching him stuff or I'm, you know, trying to coach him up a little bit, it's always from a coach's perspective, never from, you know, a dad's perspective. You know, I got to take myself out of the equation. I never say, you know, what I used to do or this is how I did it. I, you know, I always give him examples, you know, tell him to go watch this player, go watch this player, you know, look how they get off the ball, look how they use their hands, you know. So it's always from a coach's perspective that I use when I'm, you know, I'm showing him or I'm instructing him on things. And like I said, we've had that relationship ever since he was little. I mean, it's been great. You know, that's how we pursue things.
Okay. All right, then. All right. I'm standing the way of saying that. Now, CJ, of course, we talked about your dad going to U of H and how the schools came after him. How's recruiting going for you? Do you have any offers yet? And if not, what schools are showing you any type of interest currently?
Well, I don't have any offers yet. I mean, I'm still getting looked at by schools. One of the top schools looking at me right now is UTSA. And,
okay.
We're getting a couple of looks from U of H as well in North Texas.
Okay. I'm North Texas. Okay. All right, then. All right. Well, I tell you what, man, you with that 3.6 grade point average, are you getting any attraction from any of those schools in the Northeast, particularly Ivy League schools or those high reputable academic schools?
No, sir. I've had a letter from Howard University. I mean, that's about it.
Okay, all right. Understood. Well, I tell you what, young man, if you get some real high test scores on the SAT or ACT, I tell you what, you'll definitely get your share of those types of schools coming after you, especially with your skill set on the field. I mean, you have the grades already, but a lot of times, of course, you know, with those types of schools, your test scores will matter as well, okay? But of course, you know, it just comes with studying. I mean, you've already set yourself out on the right course with 3.6 grade point average. So just finish your senior year strong academically and, you know, get those high test scores. And, man, I just look forward to seeing who you'll hopefully be signing with on the first Wednesday of February after you guys win that state championship.
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. Now let me ask you this. You guys start tomorrow night with Arlington Sam Houston. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Last year's in the past. I understand, you know, it was a heartbreaker, but this year is a new year, new day, etc. So, do you have any lasting comments that you would like to share with our listeners about you and your Mustang teammates?
Well, this is a new year, like you said, new team, new focus. You know, we're set on winning state this year, so keep a lookout on us.
All right. Folks, we play football here in the Central Texas area. The Maynard Mustangs are as real as the day is long. So come out and support these young men. Hey, they're doing the right thing. They could be doing anything else outside of going to school and playing football, but they choose to work hard on and off the field. Go out and support these young men, because believe me, I love talking about them and bragging about them all the time, of course, because I love Central Texas like that. But, you know, hey, if you're a young man giving your all in the classroom, on the field and not out in society acting a fool, hey, I'm going to try to be one of your best advocates that you'll ever know when it comes to the football recruiting game. Well, CJ, Big Los, I appreciate you guys for coming on the show tonight.
Appreciate you having us.
Appreciate that.
No problem, no problem. All right, CJ, man, you and your teammates, I wish y'all nothing but success, and hopefully y'all will bring that state championship back to Maynard, Texas, Maynard High School, Wham Nation, and also to Central Texas. Big
yes,
Lowe,
sir, no
hey,
doubt.
Hey, man, continue doing what you're doing with them, raising these young boys to be productive young men in society, man, and being honor roll students as well and good student athletes. So definitely looking forward to seeing what PJ going to do this year and what your younger son you got coming up after him going to do.
I appreciate that. Like I said, we'll continue to build the walls, break them down. Like I said, it's been an honor, you know, you having us on this evening. And like I said, we look forward to big things this year out of Wham Nation and the Red Storm defense.
All right, all right. All right, folks, those are the Chesters, CJ, and Senior, Carlos, that is. These guys, hey, you're talking about longevity there in Central Texas. genetics, not just merely genetics. These guys have heart to do the right thing and to show up big when it counts and when it matters the most. Again, check those guys out tomorrow night in the Dallas area. All they're playing against Arlington Sam Houston, and check them out the rest of the season wherever they're going to be. You can find their schedule on Max Preps or anywhere else. Just look up Maynard Mustangs and Wham Nation. All right? Also, immediately after the show, you can go to our blog site, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. You can listen to this radio show in its entirety. You can also see CJ's highlight film from his junior year. Of course, his senior year is just starting, but you can see his highlight film, and hey, again, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. This young man can really ball out in the field. Remember, prospective advertisers, any business owners or companies out there, we invite you to advertise. We have special rates actually going on during football season. So, hey, this is when we get most of our traffic in. Also, our Summer One magazine, make sure you go on our webpage and order it, thscoutingscoop.com. Follow us on Twitter at @thscoutingscoop, Facebook, TA Syntex Football Prospects. And again, always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is TA signing off from yet another show. You all be safe out there on those roads. Student athletes give you all in that classroom and on the field. And always, always be blessed. Take it easy, folks.